Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm back. I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Tuesday, May 17th, 2011, episode 142, sponsored by Pfizer Animal Health. Good morning, Horse World.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
Yeah!
What day is it? Tell me!
It's Tuesday!
I can't believe it! I just don't believe it!
It's like Tuesday. Tuesday has no feel. Monday has a feel. Friday has a feel. Sunday has a feel.
I feel Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, shut up, the both of you.
Why, thank you. It is kind of good to be back, I guess. You know, lounging on the island of Kauai where with its amazing beaches and just thick, lush, rainy jungle atmosphere is hard to leave, but of course it's nice to get back, and I really did miss my horses and the farm and I guess you a little bit.
Well, we were really concerned this morning. It was like, okay, should we have a backup plan? Because we haven't heard from Jamie. We don't know if she's actually back yet. So should we have a backup plan? Should we have somebody set aside just in case? And then we figured Aubrey listens to the show every day anyway. We'll just get her to do it.
Well, let me explain the reason that you haven't heard from me. Because if you remember, I filmed a video of myself zip lining across a ravine with, you know, the waterfalls underneath it.
Yeah, how was that?
And
was that fun?
Oh, my gosh. That was the coolest non-horsey land adventure that I've ever had.
Oh, wow.
That way. But unfortunately, it was raining the entire time. I mean, it rained all week we were there. Not constantly, but throughout the day it would rain a couple different times. And I think that having my iPhone out in the open in the rain while videotaping myself and others ziplining, I think it killed it. It's dead.
iPhone's dead?
The iPhone is officially dead. Unfortunately, after the ziplining excitement, I went to plug in my phone and it shorted out. So I had to come home and get one of these like little teeny I mean, this thing is the size of a quarter, and it's about as light as a quarter. And it's tiny little junk phone. It doesn't even have a camera in it. It's just one of those little go phones until I can figure out and get up to the iPhone repair place. I just got back from vacation, and I have no phone. I had no phone numbers. I couldn't call my farm sitter. I couldn't call and check on my horses, the dogs, nothing. So I'm back. I've started to try to find phone numbers again, and thank God I have Facebook.
You know, that is one of the things you don't think about. It's when you're on vacation, if your phone dies, you've just lost everybody's phone number. You don't have it.
No, none. And Chad had a couple numbers in it, but nothing helpful. So that was the kind of dramatic to lose touch with your farm when you know that somebody is currently watching your animals. But I had left him the farm sitter hotel numbers and everything like that, so he could have found me if he needed to.
And were your horses and everything okay?
You know, everything was fine. You know, unfortunately, I get home, and the guy farm sitting is not like an ultimate horseman, and the Chad's like, leave him alone. But like the pony's fly mask was on the thoroughbred, and poor thoroughbred is having a hard time opening his mouth. So like so the thoroughbred's fly mask was out in the field because he had put it on the pony and it had come off, and so the poor pony had no fly mask for an entire day. These are the minor details that us horsewomen get really irritated about. I left you specific instructions on which fly mask goes with which horse. They've got their names on it, and I wrote a description of the horse and the name that goes with it, and so you really shouldn't have screwed that up.
But and you
Chad
know what? But
Chad,
they were all alive. Right,
yeah.
They're all alive. Everybody's kicking.
Exactly. Chad's like, nobody's dead. Leave them alone.
Were there less chickens? Did the dogs get as the chickens?
No, everybody's fine. All five of the chickens were good. The dogs are all good. The horses are good. Our pool did turn about 12 shades of green, unfortunately. So Chad's been working on the pool. But other than that, everything was fine. No problems there at all. Just the phone thing, the farm was fine. But, you know, Glenn, I'm gearing up for a competition coming up here. And so I had this week off, so I get home yesterday, I'm exhausted, but I decide I'm at least going to lunge my horse, Jet, the thoroughbred who's got the horse trials coming up, and I go to lunge him, bing, the shoe, his front left shoe, goes flying off into the air with hoof attached. So I should have just left him alone. So he pulled a shoe. I have sent now, because I don't have my farrier's phone number, I had to find her on Facebook and send her a message. Please, please, please come out and attach my horse's shoe. I have to get ready for this competition. So it was definitely an exciting day yesterday, and I'm just currently checking my Facebook nonstop to see when she's going to write me back.
Well, now, when you left, well, we'll find out. Let's talk more about your vacation. And I also want to find out, when you left, you were in pretty sad shape because you had just gotten dumped on your head. So we want to find out how the bumps and bruises were and whether people were laughing at you on the beach or not. So we'll get to that right after Jennifer tells us what's coming up today.
On today's show, we are off to the races and crossing the pond. Woohoo! Right out of the gate this morning, we are getting the scoop from the High Hope Steeplechase coming up this weekend at the Kentucky Horse Park, because it's way more than a steeplechase. It's a party with 30,000 of your best friends. And next up, our regular Tuesday trip across the pond is here with Horse and Country TV and our gal, Katie Gilmore. She's always a lot of fun filling us in on what's going on in Europe. And filling the airtime in between, we will have the usual senseless news stories, sarcastic asides, and silly Facebook posts.
Okay,
yes,
and
Glenn, if you want to go ahead and do your daily Winnie, I have one for you afterwards, and it requires you to have Facebook open.
Okay,
you go
will
first.
Do. Mine is, I wanted to thank all the co-hosts that fill in co-hosts the last couple of days, Jackie Baker of Regarding Horses, Kimberly Brown of Horse Capital Productions, of course, Frankie Lovato of the Equisizer, and Helena B. of Stable Scoop and the Tack and Habit shows. Thank you so much, everybody, for filling in. And to answer Susan's question on Facebook this morning, speaking of Aubrey, could you repeat the name of the website she used to calorie count, which was on the show, on the Stable Scoop show with us? It was actually caloriecount.com, Susan. So, Jennifer, maybe you could type that in there. It's caloriecount.com. All right, that's mine, and now we will do it.
Go ahead, play it. It's for you. I just posted on Facebook the most recent press release for this week's Preakness and...
Gag is this! Half horse, half man, he's trophy and feel best.
I'll have you know, okay. I got that in every day when you were gone. I tricked every co-host into saying that word.
Well, just so you know, there is a press release. And, you know, when you've got a big race coming up, they'll have press releases about Bob Baffert, about Animal Kingdom, about Mucho Macho Man, about the people at the track. what does Preakness do? It releases an entire press release from Kegasus. Kegasus! The Lord of the Infield
Fest. This is unbelievable. There's pictures of him getting acquainted with the infield. And they're
There's pictures of him doing interviews.
Yes, because he's popular. Because he's...
Kegasus! Half horse, half man, with beer in hand, he strolls the infield best.
There's a picture of the half horse, half man answering questions about what the infield party is going to be like. So on that link, you will see it. But just so you know, this is a bad idea. $2 beers from 8 a.m. until noon. What
oh
are you
God.
People trying to do to yourselves?
Oh, my God. You know how drunk some of these people are going to be? They're never... You know, normally you don't see a horse from the infield because it's too crowded. You can't see a horse. Here, they're not going to be seeing a horse because they're going to be, like, laying on the ground by noontime.
I know. The sober people will have the best view ever because everybody will be on the ground by the time.
Oh, listen to this. Bottomless mugs of beer all day for $20. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's such a bad idea. That is such a bad idea. But Kegasus did go ahead and select his favorites. He said that he will not be betting and will not drink until every race is finished because he is responsible. But he did say that while he won't be betting, he does choose Animal Kingdom. He's like, who else but my man, Animal Kingdom? And I think if you wanted to use Mucho Macho Man for the Exacta, it's a safe bet. So Animal Kingdom and Mucho Macho Man in the 1-2 spot by Kegasus.
You know, Kegasus, he may be half horse, half man, but let me tell you, the half man part is one ugly guy. He ain't pretty.
It's pretty gross. there you go. He's like, they've got like the complete list of all the latest news stories, and they talk about Animal Kingdom being the morning line favorite. Then underneath that is Kegasus acquainted with the infield.
They know where their money is at Preakness. They know where the money is. It is Baltimore, you know. You got to keep that in mind, too. It is Baltimore.
Yeah. You make
there
a
is
good
that.
Point.
Well, I appreciate I thank you so much because I was going to be in suspense all day trying to trick you up into saying that word. And now I didn't have to. You just brought it right out there, girl. You're brave coming back here like that.
You know, Glenn, if you can't beat him, join him. And we've got a whole entire – you've got 1 week left because, really, there's not going to be that much of an opportunity for you to talk about your friend, the half horse, half man. And so the Preakness being this weekend – go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Kegasus, half horse, half man, with beer in hand, he strolls the infield best.
There you go. The fact that it's this weekend, afterwards, we should have really no opportunity to say the word again. So I'm done.
Speaking of which, Jennifer, can you make the announcement about Friday yet or not? Or is it top secret? You're on mute, I think.
Oh, yeah, I am. It's what I do. Oh, let me click a button here, get the latest, the greatest. We know we're going to have Patty on Friday, but we might also have a couple of other surprise guests from the Mucho Macho Man camp.
And, of course, Patty is the owner of Mucho Macho Man, one of the owners, and we've had her on numerous times if you're a new listener to the show. We've been sort of rooting for Mucho Macho Man all along here, and Patty has come on, what, 3 or 4 times now with us, and she's been terrific. But I think she's trying to get us some special guests on Friday, too. So Friday should be a fun show for Freestyle Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I mean, that's such a cool thing. Good job, Jennifer. Thanks for working so hard.
You know what? Friday, if it's, you know, all about what's going on this weekend, I'm just going to put this on a list.
Kegasus, half horse, half man, with beer in hand, he strolls the infield best.
You know, I have been their biggest advertisement. You think they would have invited me up for a free beer in the infield with Kegasus or something?
Glenn, you know what? I'll give you $2, okay? I mean, $2 for a beer. Only if you get it between 8 a.m. and noon, though. The price goes up after that. Oh, gross. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, enough about that. I'm done with the Kegasus talk.
So tell us what fun things you did on your vacation. So you went zip lining, and you said that was a riot.
Oh, my gosh. That was way fun. And what's funny, Glenn, is that zip lining across canyons and ravines was like epic for me. I mean, to jump off a platform into the air, being caught by a small wire and zipping across, I had so much fun doing it. My husband was like, yeah, that was cool. Whatever. I mean.
Well, he flies F-16s. I mean, you know, they probably weren't enough G's.
I know. I'm like, what do you find any fun in besides flying an F-16 now? He's like, well, it was fun watching you have a good time. Like, how did that not excite you? So, yes, my husband is hard to please because he definitely he wasn't as into the zip lining as I was. They said I looked like a starfish going across, my arms out, my legs out. I was like, woo! Just so having fun going across the zip lining thing. But we're... This is what I want to pose the kind of question of the day to our listeners is, what kind of vacation do you want? Do you want the kind of vacation where you hike up the top of a mountain, you know, and look out and have a very physical exerting vacation? Or do you want to lay on the beach or lay by the pool or lay in the pool? We seem to have a difference. As we've been married now a year, it was our honeymoon trip, our anniversary trip. We seem to have a little bit of lack of communication on what our ideal vacation might be. My husband would like to free climb up the side of a sheer rock face that overlooked, you know, a 10,000-foot drop-off that required, you know, training and fitness to halfway get up there, and then your just immense bravery would carry you the rest of the way. I want to lay by a pool. We had a little bit of a difference in what. So I thought, okay, we'll compromise. I'll hike with you some of the days because the Kauai hiking is amazing. And then for some of the other days, we can just lay by a pool. So day two, we go up to this mountain and decide to go hiking. And it was awful. I mean, it was awful. I was totally unprepared for the kind of adventure hike that my husband had planned, okay? He did not tell me that I would be requiring, I mean, like, to go to REI and shop before I need this to go on this hike, okay? I should have had spike shoes on. I should have had a rappelling rope. I had no idea that I would require this kind of equipment, okay? So here's me. I show up in a pair of shorts, a T-shirt, and Crocs for this hike.
Crocs.
So my husband... Crocs. Okay. Because they're comfortable.
I'm picturing the kind of hike Jennifer and I do on vacation too, where we go to the tourist area and we take the tourist hike that is at least a smooth gravel path.
Yeah. I would imagine that too, which is why I dressed in shorts, T-shirt, and Crocs. However, my husband comes out of the room. He's got like the hiking boots, he's got the convertible pants on, he's got his backpack with, like, all this equipment, you know, one of the big hiking poles. He's, like, ready to hike. So I'm looking at him like, what are you doing? We're just going on a walk, okay? We're just going to... No. That was no walk. That was a godforsaken meander up a mountain, straight up in the rain, mind you, with no traction with Crocs. Climbing, I'd use my hands to dig into the mud to climb up this sheer rock face wall. And Chad's like, I'm going to go on ahead. You just catch up. I'll wait for you at the top.
He wasn't even down there behind you to catch you when you fell and rolled halfway down the mountain?
I might have exaggerated a little bit on that one portion because he actually had to grab my hand and, like, pull me because it was, like, I was on glass, okay? As muddy with Crocs is a bad call all the time. I was sliding like I was ice skating, okay?
Didn't they tell you before you left the hotel room that you might have needed shoes?
No, he didn't say a word about it. I don't think he expected it to be as painful as it was. And it wouldn't have been that bad if it hadn't been raining the entire time. Me, I was like, let's turn around and go back. He had like this, you're supposed to hike up this mountain and around this valley to a secluded beach. And then there's another 2-mile hike that's attached to go up to these waterfalls. Well, let me just tell you, we made it to the beach, but God forbid you ask me to turn around and walk 2 more miles up to a waterfall, I will kill you.
Anniversary one, will there be an anniversary two is the question.
So we have a little bit of a difference in ideas of vacations. So, you know, also, I had also recently experienced a pretty dramatic fall off my horse where
You left like 2 days after, didn't you, your fall that we talked about? Yeah.
That was a fun airplane ride where you can't sit still because everything hurts. But it was okay. I was going to Hawaii. However, you know, it left me with a large complaining room. You know, like, okay, no, I can't do that. That hurts. No, I can't do that. That hurts. So I did fortunately have a little bit of an escape because I was able to complain my way out of some stuff. However, I did discover, Glenn, I want every woman to listen up, okay? If you ever are going to go on a vacation with a guy, ever in your entire life, this is for you and Jennifer as well, Glenn, for every listener listening, when you go on vacation and you call ahead and you book your hotel room, just tell him it's your honeymoon. And it doesn't matter if you've been married 25 years. It doesn't matter if you have 4 kids. Tell them you're on your honeymoon. Let me tell you why. Because the first and second hotels we booked, when you were booking your hotel room, there's a little online, there's a little place you can click on, you know, why you're there. And so for fun, we just clicked that we were honeymooning, even though our honeymoon was a year ago and we're just on an anniversary trip. Tell them you are on your honeymoon because you will get so much free stuff.
You had the champagne and the flowers and the chocolates?
There was flowers draped across our bed in both hotel rooms, free bottles of champagne. One of the rooms, they were like, we have reserved you an area around the pool with a cabana and everything just because it's your special honeymoon. Holy cow, we got like hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of stuff by saying it was our honeymoon. So let me just give you guys some advice. I don't care if you're 75 years old, say you're on your honeymoon. It's awesome.
Hey, Jennifer, I see a honeymoon trip in offing this summer. I think we have a honeymoon to go on.
There we go.
What do you think? I think that sounds great.
That's a good idea.
Isn't that the best idea? Oh, my gosh. It was awesome. It was awesome.
So now, have you healed? Are you healing from your wounds before you left on vacation?
I definitely did not heal.
Did you come back with bikini lines and a tan?
Well, aside from the immense amount of rain in Kauai, the rainiest spot on the planet is in Kauai. I did not know that. And that's
which was
one
probably
of the places...
nice for you. You guys never see rain in Phoenix.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, except for the fact that when you're hiking through it and then, you know, you're sliding all over the place, you kind of start cussing a little bit. But it was being on the near the rainiest spot on the planet was definitely fun. Excuse me, but it does not allow for a very good suntan. So the last morning that we were there, we went out to the pool because I was done with the adventure stuff at this point. I'd been on like 6 hikes. I had been 4-wheeling. I just had almost turned upside down. I climbed. A trail, Glenn, at one point that wasn't even mapped, and we were on the side of a mountain. And I said, Chad, does anybody know we're here? There's no way. I have no cell phone. I have no GPS. We are on the side of a mountain in a valley in Hawaii where nobody knows where we are. Nobody can hear us scream. I'm like, I am done with this. We could die out here. And he's like, we're in Kauai. We're not going to die. I'm like, well, you don't know. He's like, there's no natural predators on this entire island. I'm like, we could find the first bear, okay, and it would eat us. So yes, after that, I decided that we would be staying the rest of the time at the pool. I was done with my adventure hikes. My body hurt. I still haven't quite recovered with my neck. Still hurts a little bit. The muscles are still messed up. So we decided to lay by the pool. It was the one morning that it was sunny. We laid out there 3 hours before we had to catch our plane, and we both got sunburned. 3 hours.
And if Chad's anything like me, Jennifer and I are, we like doing things on vacation, but we don't like doing things that are too overly strenuous. In other words, I get bored laying by the pool or on the beach. After about an hour, I'm done. I got to go do something. But our do somethings are nothing like you're describing. You could do our do somethings in Crocs. You don't need serious hiking boots and poles. That would require a lot of energy. But, you know, we do like to do things. We like to be busy and active and see stuff and do things, but I think you would probably like more of our do things than Chad's particular do things on this trip.
I'm telling you, Glenn, I thought ziplining was the biggest thrill. I was cool. I was done after that. I'm like, ziplining is awesome. I'm ready to just go to the beach. That was not what was in store for me.
Did you take him horseback riding? See, the next time you're going to have to make sure he has a true horseback riding adventure that scares him to death.
Oh, yeah, I was looking on here, and Susan posted some awesome idea of vacation, which is basically riding horses. So I think our next trip is going to have to be the one that you and I were reading about before the show starts, and that is ride across Botswana with Mark Todd.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
Yes. I am so totally going to say that this is my next vacation. But just to finish up with the sunburn thing, I would like everybody to know that I was wearing sunscreen, and so was my husband. And I coated my face, and I coated my shoulders and all. However, I missed a few spots, and so did Chad. My left thigh is red like a strawberry. Okay. I missed an entire part of my arm. I forgot totally to do my belly from the bikini. So I have just several random places that when I went to shower last night, I was like, oh my God, that hurts. Oh my God, I'm freezing. Oh my God, that hurts. Oh my God, I'm freezing.
Yeah, it is funny how you're so careful when you're putting that stuff on, but you always miss spots. And they always look like a state when you're done. You know, you have a sunburn in the shape of, like, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Texas is on my thigh right now.
Oh, there's so many things, like, places I could go with that I'm not going to. Hey,
it'll
Susan.
Yeah,
I'm going to call Susan out of this, too. Susan, Jennifer posts on there about the Kegasus song and how you're all going to be sick of it before Friday's show. And Susan posts, Glenn, your demographic is not kegging in the infield. Your demographic is a nice seat in the club at Pumlico with runners to place your bets. I wish that was my demographic, Susan. But you know, Susan, the one thing I have to say is that is I own the Horse Radio Network. So the demographic is what I make it. That's what I'm going to say. Just saying. Just saying.
And that just goes to show how poor you are, and you can't afford.
That is correct. That's why. And you know what's funny about that? Is I don't even like beer. I don't even drink beer. I don't like beer. What's really funny about that?
The first time I met Glenn, we go to dinner. He's like, you know, I just got the job. They fly me into Kentucky. We go to this nice restaurant. I'm exhausted. I've flown across the country. The waitress comes over. She's like, what can I get you? I'm like, what do you have on tap? Okay, yeah, I'll go ahead. I'll take a Dos Equis. Glenn, excuse me, sir, what would you like? Do you have strawberry daiquiris?
I love strawberry daiquiris.
Can I... Can I get the whipped cream on top of the cherry? Okay, good. So
no, see now there's where you got it wrong. You're lying a little bit because I love strawberry daiquiris, I really do. But I never get the whipped cream because then it makes it too girly a drink. So I get it without the whipped cream. And sometimes I have them put it in like a beer mug so that it looks more manly.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So
okay,
I do that.
Let me tell this story about Mark Todd before we get our first guest on. Mark Todd, obviously the legend in eventing, he is doing a vacation where you can, on November 25th to December 2nd, at Makatu, a luxury camp at one of the very best game viewing areas in the world, you can hop on a perfectly trained horse with Mark Todd sitting next to you, and you will ride across Botswana and have a safari. How awesome. That is, I'm telling Chad, that's our next trip, because that's what we need to do. In November, I think we can do it by then. It's only £3,000 per person, and that includes riding, the walking, the bushwalks, game drives, meals, drinks, and transfers in and out of camp. I don't think it's your plane fare to Botswana. That might be a little pricey. I'm going to do it. Let's do it.
I think you should get Kim. You know, she's the adventurer. She'd probably go with you on this one. And $3,000 or pounds a person is only about $8 million United States. So you're probably pretty good. This does look like fun, though. I mean, it says you're staying in a luxury camp. So it probably has a tent.
What is luxury in Botswana?
That's what I'm thinking. And I'm kind of thinking what you're going to be eating is like zebra, and you probably won't be having lobster. I don't think lobster is going to be on the menu.
We have a freshly killed goat.
By the way,
$3,000 British pounds is $4,869.30 right now.
A person. By the time you pay for airfare, you're looking at about, what, $15,000 each?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
to Botswana. I think we should start saving. A Horse Radio Network trip.
All right, let's talk more about your vacation later. We actually have stuff to do now. You got to get back to work here. Hey, we have Jessica Oldham-Stith on the phone coming up here. She's the executive director of the High Hope Steeplechase. But first, Jamie's going to tell us a little bit about Pfizer.
Yeah, thanks so much to Pfizer for being our daily sponsor for today. Daily deworming makes a difference that you can see. So feed Pfizer Animal Health Strongid C or C2X to help your horse's coat shine. Strongid C2X is designed for daily administration to horses and foals, killing parasites before they take your horse's good looks and good health. Learn more at PfizerAH.com.
Well, our next guest let me first say, when Jennifer and I moved here a couple of years ago to Lexington, everybody, all the locals said, you have to go see the High Hope Steeplechase. And we were like, what's the High Hope Steeplechase? And I know when you lived here years ago that you used to attend the High Hope Steeplechase. Well, the High Hope Steeplechase is like a requirement if you live in Lexington. You have to go. It's mandatory. If you don't go, you just aren't with the cool kids. So you have to make your way out to the High Hope Steeplechase, and I thought that it's this week, it's on the 22nd, so it's coming up this Sunday, and I thought it would be cool to get the executive director of the High Hope Steeplechase, and it turns out when I got to talking to Jessica that she was also a jockey at one time, and so we're going to have just some fun talking to Jessica. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys this morning?
We're good. Now, this is your first year being in charge of this thing, right?
Yes, it is.
And I assume you had attended before and things like that, or did they just hire you out of the blue and you said, oh, I'll go do it?
Well, Bill Wofford, one of our great board members, likes to say that they found me walking up and down the street holding a sign that I would work for food, so they pay me in food. But, this is my first year, and I had attended for several years just from being a local Lexingtonian and, like you said, knowing that was the place to go. And my mother and father had volunteered with High Hope for years. And after just attending and walking around and doing the terrier races, my next opportunity or my next jump with High Hope was riding in the North American Racing Academy graduation race. So I did that for 2 years. And now, look at me now. I'm the executive director.
It's funny how you can get elected to do things, isn't it, Jessica?
It is. But no, it's been a lot of fun. We've got a great group of people that put together the High Hope, and we've got great volunteers, and it's been a lot of fun.
This is not a new event. It's been around for 43 years.
This is the 44th running. So yes, it's been around a long time.
Now, let's tell everybody exactly what happens, what it is, and what happens during the day. And this is this Sunday, correct?
Yes, it is this Sunday. The gates open at 11. And the first thing out of the gate is the Jack Russell Terrier races. That's always a big hit. And the Jack Russells will have there will be so many Jack Russells there, and there's always a huge crowd. You got to get there early to get a spot and see these little fellas run
and jump over
hurdles.
And to find it, you just follow the yipping. If you follow the yipping, you'll find the races. You don't need signs for that one.
You can't miss it. And then, of course, after the Jack Russell Terrier races, we have the children's area that opens up. And in the children's area, we'll have a big pirate ship and bouncy castles and arts and crafts for them. The Living Arts and Science Center comes out, and they do crafts with the kids. And we'll have Cambo the Clown out there, which is always a big hit. And there will also be vendors for all the adults to shop at and look around, maybe while their kids are playing. And after that, the races get going. They start at 1:45 as the first post. And in between the races, we'll have the Parade of the Hounds, which is always a big hit. The Woodford Hounds come out, and that's just amazing to watch, to see all these dogs and to follow, you know, the horses around the course. They go all the way around the course, and then afterwards, the public is free to come out and pet the dogs and visit and meet everyone, and that's always a blast. And then we'll have the Lurker races.
I will say, Jessica, that I do have to interrupt you a little bit, because Jennifer is now melting down over there in the producer's office. Because you said dogs. You really need to call them hounds, or I get in trouble every time I do that on the show.
I'm so sorry.
Don't do that.
It's my first year. It's my first year. The hounds, I beg your pardon.
I get in trouble every time, I know.
The hounds are absolutely wonderful. They're always
a
good hit. So it's a great day. And, of course, the steeplechase racing is amazing. And then we end with the NARA graduation race. But you can't beat the steeplechase racing on High Hope Day.
No, that is true. Now, and the graduation race has become a thing in the last couple of years, and that's something that's run by a fellow jockey of yours?
It's run by Chris McCarron. He started up with KCTCS and DCTC, the North American Racing Academy, and our first graduation class in 2008 was when we graduated, and that was the first year that we did that race, and it's just become a staple, and it's something that the students look forward to upon their graduation after their 2 years at the program, and it's just a blast. It's the first time that the students get to ride in a race, and it's very competitive. The kids are competitive. The horses are all fit. They're all ready to go. And I think the horses love it to get off the track and go out and race across that amazing steeplechase course out there. And it's just a blast. It's great bragging rights, too, trust me.
And I will say that, Jamie, I think she forgot the biggest thing that happens at the High Hope Steeplechase every year. You know what it references what we just talked about a couple minutes ago. Is the one thing that happens is tailgating. There is no alcohol at all consumed at the High Hope Steeplechase at the Kentucky Horse Park on Sunday, I promise you.
Oh, goodness. Don't say that or we might lose a lot of people.
No, this is the thing, is that it's not just a bunch of frat boys that are, you know, drunk on the side of the High Hope Steeplechase. It is also women that are dressed in, like, Kentucky Derby attire. I mean, you don't go to the High Hope Steeplechase with, you know, your barn jeans. You go to the High Hope Steeplechase with your dress on, your hat on, your high heels. The difference being between this and the Kentucky Derby is that you have to watch women wear heels while drunk that are walking through the grass. And they sink, and then they fall forward, and then they sink. And the drunker that they get, the more entertaining it is to watch women that are intoxicated in high heels on the turf. It's awesome.
And I think she's speaking from experience
there.
I think she's speaking from experience, Jessica.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never do that. And I would never break my heels at the High Hope Steeplechase in front of, like, 10 different people. so, good time. I remember it.
Well, you
it
do,
is
least,
fun.
You
there.
Do have one thing right, though. The tailgating, that is the biggest deal at High Hope. Everyone comes out there to tailgate. They love their tailgate spots. You just set up, and, you know, we've had people that have been coming for, gosh, I think 20 or 30 years and had the same tailgating spot, and they just love it. It's just a great time to get together. It's pretty casual as far as just, you know, interacting. It's very relaxed. You get to walk around. Once you come in with your admission, you can walk around and roam the whole course for the most part. You know, at Bill Wofford, stay off the actual race course itself, so I will say that. You do not go on the course itself. But as far as, you know, you park your car and you can walk up to the finish line and you can walk down to the Terry races and the children's area and walk down and visit everybody in those tailgating rows. And you'll just be amazed at how many people you see. Everybody who's anybody is out here at the High Hope event tailgating or in the box or in the members pavilion. Everybody's there. So you got to come.
That's true, and I will say that it is done for a good cause, too, and we can't overlook that. The proceeds go to the Central Kentucky Riding for Hope, the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation, the Kentucky Horse Park Foundation. And to date, Jamie, the High Hope Steeplechase has helped raise over $1.5 million. So
wow.
I know that the Central Kentucky Riding for Hope, this is their biggest fundraiser every year, and that's the therapeutic riding center that's right at the Kentucky Horse Park. We've actually had them on the show before. So, you know, we've worked with them on a couple of different projects over the years, and, you know, it's a worthy cause, and you guys raise a lot of money. They really count on this, and it really hurt them last year. There wasn't, because they were getting ready for the World Equestrian Games at the Kentucky Horse Park, they didn't hold the High Hope Steeplechase. They skipped a year. And that really hurt the charities because this is a big fundraiser for them.
Absolutely. And actually this year we've also taken on Cardinal Hill Rehabilitation Hospital, which they in turn do a lot of work with Central Kentucky Riding for Hope. So, you know, we're hoping to really come back with a bang this year, not only to just get people back out to High Hope and enjoy the day, but most importantly, to help out these amazing charities.
And Jennifer helped the last couple of years. We were there with the company she worked for, and we all know how we joke about how Jennifer loves kids, not on this show, because when we got married, that was even taken out of our wedding vows, no children. So, and guess what, Jamie? Jennifer was in charge of the last 2 years.
Oh, my God. I had to help with the children's stick horse races.
That's awesome.
I bet better
right,
get.
We're,
I bet
we're looking
get
for someone who's experienced
that.
In it.
Good luck with that. I think you're going to have to offer a lot of beer or something to get her to help with that again.
Well,
wow.
I don't know what's tougher to organize. Is it tougher to organize the children's finals or the adult stick horse races?
Well, see, that's the thing. The adult stick horse people, oh, my goodness, they're competitive. You'd think it was a Preakness or something.
Hey, I do want to also mention that, give the times again, and it's this Sunday, the 22nd, and it starts at what time?
The gates open at 11 o'clock, carrier races start at 12 p.m., and first post is at 1:45 p.m.
All right, that's great. I want to talk a little bit here for a couple minutes about you. Your parents came from the horsey side too, right?
My parents, absolutely. I am by a jockey, out of a jockey, by a jockey.
Let me think about that for a second. There were three people in that mix. By a jockey, out of a jockey, by a jockey?
Yes.
That means, Does that mean there's two moms? I'm getting lost in there somewhere.
Grandparents. Come on, keep going.
Okay, got it. All right. So you were destined to become a jockey? I mean, was that just part of your DNA?
That's the rumor. That's what I'm told. No, it was absolutely bred into me, but of course, you know, being around it and just having such a love for the entire sport itself, I think that was more what played a role. I've done so many things in the industry. I love the horse racing industry as a whole, but of course I love riding more than anything. There's absolutely nothing like galloping racehorses, riding racehorses, breezing racehorses, coming out of the gate. I miss it so much in the mornings when we went out to our press conference that we had the other day. The North American Racing Academy students had a schooling race to prepare them for this graduation race, and my muscles were just aching on the way here because I wanted to be participating in that so badly.
Well, I know Jamie used to ride actually over at Keeneland. She would she rode over there and breezed horses, so I think she could probably relate to what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's something about those early morning hours that just take you right back to the track. And now, where do you live? Are you in Lexington?
I live in Harrison County. I work at the horse park, so I'm in Lexington every day, obviously.
Oh. So driving down, you know, and seeing the farms and seeing the potential of the tracks, it's so exciting and thrilling and so beautiful. So I guess you must miss it even more by being there. So do you ever get on the back of a horse anymore as far as racing goes?
Not lately, no. I had a baby a little over a year ago, and I have not had the opportunity to get fit again. And of course, you know, you can't just go out there and jump on one over at Keeneland or anything. If you want to start galloping again, you've got to go and hide at a little farm somewhere and get fit first, because you don't want anybody to see you that first few months and while you're getting
go
fit.
Go to the training center. Go to the training center on Old Frankfort Pike. There you can hide.
Exactly. And then maybe after High Hope's over, I might, you know, think about getting on something again. I would love to. I miss it. Like I said, I miss it dearly.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica,
yeah.
We have a surprise here for someone today, because when we were chatting on the phone the other day, I mentioned to you that last Friday on the show when Jamie was out, we had Frankie Lovato filling in, and you said, oh, I know Frankie. I used to ride with Frankie occasionally. And then you told me something else. So guess who's on the line? Good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Glenn. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Frankie. How are you?
Good, good. Long time no see or talk to. I hope you're doing well.
I think the last time I saw you, Frankie, was at a bull ring bull riding up in Ohio, and I never would have expected to run into you there.
That's true. A good friend of ours was the rodeo clown, and so we went to go watch him for the entertainment purposes, and I saw off in the distance. I said, gosh, that looks just like Jessica, and I, there's no chance in the world that this could be her in this little tiny town. I think it was, like Ashland, Ohio. It was about an hour from our house, and sure enough, I kept, like, looking at her, and I said, that looks like her. And then I just said, Jessica? And you turned your head, and I was like, oh, my God. Yep, I remember that, Farrell.
Well, Jessica, when I was talking to you, Frankie has no idea why we called him this morning, by the way. You don't have any idea, do you, Frankie? But you're a little
worried. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't.
You should be, because Jessica told me something the other day that you have never, ever revealed on our show before, and I want to call you out on the air. So, Jessica, what is the one thing you told me when I mentioned Frankie Lovato?
How talented you are musically, that you play so many instruments and you sing, and about the little concert that you did at the beach house in Metairie, Louisiana quite a while back, but that you put on the show for everyone.
No.
You were holding out on us.
Busted. Well, actually,
what is with that?
Actually, Jessica, and she's holding out a bit too. She's got an incredible voice. She's quite talented herself. That little girl can sing. So I wish
Frankie,
I had more time.
How long have I known you? 2-3 years. And
yes.
You've never mentioned this ability because you knew I had a radio network and you knew I would make you sing at some point. Is that right?
Well, I'm humble, okay, but I'm also realistic that I don't think I'm that good. So, so I'm not going to just be blurting out, hey, I can do this. But thank you, Jessica. That's very kind of you to say.
Absolutely.
Now, Jessica said you two did some singing together, apparently.
I wish we'd done more. When we were in Louisiana, I was down there racing, and Jessica was down there, and I was dying to spend more time with her and work with her and actually maybe do an acoustic show together, but we never made it happen, but I wish we had.
Okay,
there's
Frankie,
always time.
Yes.
You guys...
Well,
listen, Frankie, at one point in this radio show, somebody happened to mention to Glenn that I played harmonica and guitar. And what did he make me do? He made me come on the show and play harmonica and guitar on the air. So let me just go ahead and let you know right now, you better be preparing something because this is not going to die here, my
friend.
Yeah,
I'm not letting this one go.
Well, I do have a recording that maybe you'd want to listen to. It's a song I'd written when the movie was being made for Seabiscuit, and they had called me about getting equalizers for the movie. I thought, wow, what a great opportunity, because I am a songwriter. I'd like to write something, pitch it for the movie, and who knows, you know, I'd sure like to have a chance at this. And so I had written and recorded the song. I recorded it in my apartment in Chicago and on a little 4-track digital recorder, and it actually came out really well. It didn't make the movie, but it made YouTube. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that, and I came across it by accident. I was like, oh my gosh, that's my song, and it's actually become quite popular on YouTube. I could send that to you, Glenn.
Why don't you do that, Frankie?
So that would get me off the hook of pulling out a guitar.
I think I'd really like that, Frankie. You definitely send that over.
Yeah, well, I'll do that. I'll send
that
song to
you. Well,
you
know what? Hold on 1 second. Is this it?
That's it. That's the song.
Does it go a while before you start singing?
No, it starts up right now.
Not a movie star. The beach.
How did you find that?
And the ball player. Mini Mickey.
Oh my God, that's you?
It's either me or Kermit the Frog. So.
Oh my God, Frankie, we're gonna have to play. Well, I'll have to get that ready, and we'll play that. We'll play that on the show tomorrow for sure.
There's. You could play it, or even on YouTube. There's a nice video made if you search.
I see it. That's what I'm watching. Actually, I'm watching the video on YouTube.
Legend in the Game. The name of the song is "A Legend in the Game," the Seabiscuit song. And
94,000 views here, Frankie.
Yeah, that's the video that someone else posted I didn't know about, and then I have another one that I made my own, so it's more personal. So, but what's cool about that, Glenn, is on that video, all my worlds collided. So that's my music. You'll see a lot of shots where Tobey Maguire is riding the equalizer. And some of the back behind the scenes stuff, and so I'm quite honored by that video.
Well, send me the link to the video, Frankie, of yours. This is the other person. So send that over to me, and we'll be sure to talk about it and make it as our song of the day tomorrow.
Cool. Thank you, Glenn.
You're welcome. Jessica,
so technically, I didn't blow his cover since everyone on YouTube knows about Frankie. So I feel better about that now.
That sounds bad.
Well, this has been fun, guys. Thank you so much, Jessica, for joining us today. And thank you so much for calling Frankie out. We appreciate that.
Anytime. I'll just see what else I can come up with.
Oh, boy.
You know what, Frankie? You know what was that thing, Janie, that went around years ago where everybody related back to one celebrity? What was that called? The
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
On our show, it's the 6 degrees of Frankie. We have all these people on, and they all go back to Frankie.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
True.
He's a likable fellow. What can you do?
Aw.
Jessica, well, I hope that Jennifer and I run into you out at the park. Or Frankie, you had mentioned that you might be coming down. Is that still a possibility?
We're trying to make it happen. It's not looking good at the moment, but we're trying.
Okay. Well, let us know if you do, so that we can all get together and get a picture here.
That would be awesome.
All right. Thank
that
you both.
That would be great.
Yes.
Thank
that's
you, guys. We
great.
Appreciate it. And then you know what? If you do come down, bring your instruments, and you know there's nothing saying you can't do a little jamming while drinking at High Hope.
Okay. I'm down for it.
Frankie, go ahead, and I would like for you to go ahead and put together a compilation of your favorite songs, maybe 6 or 7 of them that you've recorded, because you've got to have at least that many recorded if you've got a million views on YouTube, and send those over to Glenn, because we are now doing a musical episode with Frankie Lovato.
Oh, there we go. We'll do a special musical episode with Frankie.
Oh, boy.
You're doing it, buddy.
And then we'll do one with Jessica.
Oh, boy.
That would be nice. There you go. Now we're getting
somewhere.
Sorry,
guys. We got to go. We'll talk to you later. Thank you both.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
I hope.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, that was fun.
Thank you.
It is like... Everybody relates back to Frankie on the show. We get the Mig on, and we get Templeton on. Everybody goes back to Frankie.
I know. Everybody knows Frankie, but it's not 7 degrees or 6 degrees. It's like 1 degree. Everybody knows.
That's true. Well, that was fun. We're definitely going to I'll cut that song for tomorrow, and we'll play Frankie's song. He's quite talented. I was impressed. Well, today's song is... brought to you by Dan Roberts of oldbootsmusic.com. It's actually my favorite song. I thought we'd play my favorite for a change. This is my favorite song that he does, and I really want you to listen to the lyrics because they're oh so true. It's called Can't Change Horses. We'll be back in a couple of minutes with the European Report with Katie Gilmore.
You better look down that road before you get on. Turn around, take one last look behind. Hey, pick up a little dirt, run it through your hands, then carve your favorite memories in your mind. 'Cause all you've ever dreamed of was riding the rodeo. Before you learn to hold on, you gotta learn to let go. You gotta learn that your time in the saddle ain't as rough as life in between, and the fence isn't there for you to straddle, and you can't change horses in the middle of your dream. Your time in the saddle ain't as
Roberts at oldbootsmusic.com. You can find all of his music over there. I am Glenn the Geek on Horses in the Morning, and I am here, I think, with Jamie Jennings. Are you back, Jamie?
I am, but I had to be on the phone. I don't know what happened. My Skype, which is the way that we do this show, just decided to stop working. So I'm restarting the computer, and I'll be on the phone for a little while, I guess. Technology is
okay.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah, and are you on your little cheap chintzy phone? It doesn't sound too bad, actually.
No, I'm on the house phone. No, I can't.
Okay.
My Go phone, I can't even hear out of.
I can't see you with a little Go phone. And Randy Thompson just posted on Facebook, who would have thought? Frankie Lovato singing. You sound great, Frankie. You know, he really did. I was actually pleasantly surprised. I was like, wow, he really can sing.
I cannot wait to get him on. I wonder how many things we could find of him. It's online. So we're going to have to really put the crack researching team for the Horse Radio Network in together on this to dig up as many Frankie Lovato songs as we can.
And you know what else, too? We're really going to have to find everybody that he's like, all the other jockeys and stuff that he's played music with. And we'll have to line them up, you know? So we'll have to dig a little bit for that.
I'm a little disappointed in you, Glenn. I cannot believe that you did a whole entire show with him. He filled in for me on Friday, did this whole show with him, and you didn't know about this ahead of time so you could play that song.
He has kept that absolutely quiet. We have had dinner with him numerous times. You know, we know a lot of people he knows, and I did not know a thing about that. So until Jessica showed up last week and I was chatting with her, I didn't know anything about it. He's been holding out.
Yeah.
So we're definitely going to have to get Frankie on and do a little bit more of his music, and we'll definitely bring it. Our song tomorrow will be his song about Seabiscuit, because it sounded pretty cool. But I know the way I was connecting through there, I didn't want to play the whole thing because it's a little fishy the way I do that. You can't hear it very well. So then, of course, this show is brought to you by Pfizer. You can find all of their products at PfizerAH.com. That's Pfizer Animal Health at PfizerAH.com.
Speaking of Pfizer, just so everybody knows, people have been posting on Facebook about the equine herpes virus outbreak. We are going to be talking to thehorse.com about that. They are everything medical and knowledgeable. Of course, Pfizer does have a vaccine for that. So people, vaccinate your horses. But we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow with thehorse.com. So everybody, just make sure you tune in on Wednesday right around 10 o'clock Eastern. That's when we have them on.
All right, great. Do you want to lead this next one, or do you want to try and give a call back, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm working on it. So Why don't you go ahead and start with Katie? I want to talk to Katie so bad about this whole Clayton Fredericks thing, because we got to get down to it. But you go ahead and start, and I will try to get all this working again, and I'll join you hopefully again.
All right, good. Well, our usual Tuesday at 10 o'clock hour we have the European Report by Katie Gilmore from Horse and Country TV, and I think Katie is on the line with us. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I guess it's afternoon there for you, actually.
It is. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Jamie's like at 8 o'clock in the morning right now. She's just getting out of bed, so it's...
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. She wants to talk to you about something that she didn't know about. I happen to know about this, but we'll get to that when she gets back to us here. What's up over in Europe and in England? A lot going on over there.
There is a lot going on. There's been a lot of competitions happening. And at Horse and Country, we're just starting to gear up for the Hickstead Derby, which is happening mid-June.
And what's that?
The Hickstead Derby is a massive show jumping event. It's one of the biggest show jumping events in the UK, and you tend to get the biggest riders with their best horses coming. And the nice thing about the Hickstead Derby is that it all happens in one place. You can sit in your seat and just watch the action without having to go anywhere. I like events like that. Now, one man who has done very well at Hickstead and elsewhere is William Funnell. And this year at Hickstead, he's going to be retiring his fantastic horse, who I no doubt has been to the States at some point and competed there, Quarterflex Mondrian. He has a very impressive record. He's 17 years old now. He finished third in his first attempt at the Derby in 2003. He won in 2006, was fourth the following year. Then he won both in 2008 and 2009, so a very special horse. And I don't think there's going to be a dry eye in the arena as he's retired and his saddle's taken off.
Question. Now, you mentioned William Funnel. Is any relation to Pippa, the eventer?
He is. It's Pippa's husband.
Well, okay. I just want to put the pieces together. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Absolutely. And they actually do a tour in the UK as well called the Funnel Factor. And they go out together. And it's actually very funny. I mean, I guess because they're a married couple, they have fantastic banter. So Pippa comes in and she shows some of the eventing stuff, and William shows some of the show jumping things. We went to review it and then to interview William and Pippa, and you can watch the interview on our website. And Pippa jumped the highest show jump, top of the wings, that she'd ever jumped before at that particular event on one of William's horses, Billy Angelo. And she's a brave lady, very brave. That was high.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, so neat. And then I also logged on to Horse and Country TV this morning, and you know, we've talked about the cow that jumped,
yes.
And then we had the we had some other random animal, a zebra that jumped, and then you guys have a whole thing on bunny jumping on your website.
We've been amazed. This last week, we've been inundated with different things about different animals doing effectively what are equine pursuits. Have you guys heard of Canicross?
No.
Over there? It's basically cross country with dogs.
Are they riding them?
Glenn.
I guess it depends on how big the dog is.
just checking.
But, the other thing that we came across, which has had us in absolute stitches, is bunny jumping, rabbits effectively show jumping. And there's a video on horseandcountry.tv that you must go and look at. These guys clearly take it very, very seriously with their pet rabbits that they've taught to show jump. And they have the rabbits on leads going over them. And there's one particular clip within this video of a rabbit doing what looks like some sort of puissance competition. And this fence is going higher and higher and higher. And this guy's face, as his rabbit clears this fence, is just a picture. So do go and have a look at horseandcountry.tv, because it really is hilarious. And I don't know why it's so funny, because of course rabbits jump, but watching them show jump on a lead, it's just the bizarrest thing.
Well, I'm sorry, but I think it's the whole idea of training a bunny. Like, you can train a bunny.
I know, they must go through a lot of carrots.
Exactly.
That's funny. And then you found something else, Jamie, too. Here we're interrupting her report. But you found something else, too, about somebody that you got to meet at Rolex that you didn't know.
Yes. Yeah, so I logged on to horseandcountry.tv, and I saw that you guys have a new interview with Lucinda and Clayton Fredericks, who are, you know, kind of like a little eventing heroes of mine. So I start watching, and they've got a new show coming up, and it's called In Control. So I love watching anything with the two of them in it. They're so knowledgeable and so exciting to watch. So I started watching it, and this song came on, which I guess is the show intro, and it was talking about, you know, riding your horse. I can't think of the name of the song right now because I'm thinking about the show named In Control. And this song came on, comes talking about being, I guess, the whole intro to the show. And then the interview starts, and all of a sudden I realize that that was actually Clayton Frederick singing that song.
It is, yeah. The song's called The Will to Win, and it's really catchy, really, really catchy. Once you hear it, you can't get it out of your head.
It is.
And you can actually you can download it and buy it from either iTunes or Amazon. But, yes, that is Clayton. He actually played it to us when we went to the yard to interview them. And it's a hidden talent, isn't it, really?
Okay, the guy is amazing. I mean, obviously he's married to this amazing woman. He's an inventor. He goes out and wins Rolex. He designs saddles. I mean, he's got this whole technology thing figured out. And then he's a rock star at the same time. That's so cool.
I know. It is. It's great. And there's a couple of interviews that we've got with Clayton and Lucinda on the website. There's a great video of Clayton just before he headed out to Kentucky as well that we filmed at Badminton with Lucinda riding Prada in the background. And if you haven't seen that horse yet, she is beautiful. She really is one to watch for the future. She's only 9 years old, and she is just gorgeous and very talented, amazing presence. So well worth keeping an eye out for.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what is the new show that they are going to be doing? Tell us a little bit about In Control.
In Control is a new series. It's actually on tonight on Sky 280 in the UK for anybody that is in the UK or can get hold of Sky. The premise behind the series of In Control is that Clayton and Lucinda firmly believe that at all times you've got to try and be in control of your horse and yourself when you're riding. So a little bit like the first series of Team Fredericks, they talk about their training techniques, they demonstrate their training techniques, and you get to see all their horses at the various levels going out and competing. And, you know, it's Clayton and Lucinda, they're so entertaining to watch as well. So it's informative and it's entertaining. I love it.
Fantastic. I can't wait to watch it. I wish we got Sky 280 over here in the U.S., but that's why we have Horse and Country TV. I can't wait to keep up. Oh, I'm so jealous of all the awesome stuff they have, you guys have in the UK on TV about horses.
We'd like
so
more.
What else? Yeah, exactly. What else do you guys have coming up? So what's going on across the pond?
Okay, well, in our blog of the week this week, there's a young dressage rider in the UK called Alice Oppenheimer, and she is very much an up-and-coming rider. She's won regional and national titles, and she's represented Great Britain at the European Young Rider Championships. And she blogs for us here to let us know how she's going, how her horses are doing. And there's a bit of a plea. She's had two foals born this week, both by DiMaggio, and she's asking for ideas for names. So if people visit our website at horseandcountry.tv, they can have a look at the photos of the foals and leave their comments for Alice, because she really needs a little bit of help. She says she's run out of names beginning with D, which is very sweet. There's one great picture of one of the new foals, and his ears, one ear is actually stuck down from where he's just been born. And it's, there's got to be something beginning with D that has something to do with ears. At the moment, they're calling him Dumbo.
That's perfect. That's his name. That's great.
I don't think she wants to compete him under that name. But
that's a very dressaging,
yeah. Now entering the arena, Dumbo.
Exactly. So do go and have a look at the pictures of the foals and just leave your ideas for Alice, because I think she'll really appreciate them. It's a very nice blog, and let's face it, it's always nice to see foals, isn't it?
Oh, of course. Baby pictures all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So we got plenty to look at with horseandcountry.tv, because we have to go on and you have to watch the bunny jumping. You've got to hear Clayton singing. The name of the song again is?
The Will to Win.
The Will to Win. So you can put that in any sport, any part of your day. Download it and play The Will to Win. You can check that out. You can also check out the blog. You can name some foals. So definitely everybody head to horseandcountry.tv. And, you know, I did a little research on Hickstead this morning, and, wow, what a facility that is. I mean, they hold show jumping and weddings. That place
they
is
do,
incredible.
Yeah. When I got married, I wish I'd thought of Hickstead as a venue, because, it's hallowed turf, really, isn't it? There's amazing things that happen there. They've also got the World Dressage Masters in July, I think, held at Hickstead as well. So, They cover several of the disciplines, but it's a great venue.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So you have to check that out. And then before we let you go, we've got to find out, what is this Oliver Townend thing? Obviously, Oliver, an inventor, and you guys just did a whole new segment with him, and Glenn, you'll love it, because Oliver Townend is going to work with a carriage driver, Boyd XL, to event, and then to vice versa, Oliver's going to learn to drive.
That's right. The video is actually on our website now, so you can watch it at horseandcountry.tv. So Oliver Townend teaches carriage driver Boyd Excel to event, and Boyd Excel teaches Oliver Townend to carriage drive.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very cool, and they're both top of their game. So you can imagine how weird it must be to go back to being a complete beginner at something.
Boyd's one of the tops in the world in driving. So
he really is, yeah. So it's well worth watching because, you know, I guess it's a really good way of them imparting knowledge that they perhaps wouldn't necessarily think of giving to people in their own discipline, because you're taking someone who's never done it before and you're teaching them from scratch. So lots of tips there, really, really worth checking it out.
I'm going to be watching that one for sure.
Yeah, does Boyd actually go out and does he ride on a regular basis?
I don't know if he actually rides or not. I mean, he looks pretty comfortable in the saddle in changing reins. But Oliver does take him over quite a few fences, and some of those he perhaps doesn't look quite as steady as one would hope.
I don't know if I can do that. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for being on, Katie, and we will talk to you again next week with horseandcountry.tv. You guys, plenty of stuff to keep you entertained while you're at the office and also while you're at home. So everybody, check it out, horseandcountry.tv. Thank you so much, Katie Gilmore.
No problem. Speak to you soon.
Thanks, Katie.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, Jamie.
Oh, yes.
I have for you, let me see here. I have for you, I think, let's see if this works, a little bit of The Will to Win. I'll see. Maybe. Hold on a second. Let's try that again. I just have to put the right buttons in the right order. They really do a rock thing, you know?
Isn't that awesome?
It is awesome. We're going to have to contact him. We're gonna have to get him on, too, to do a musical show, for sure.
Things are taking off right now. We have got two new musical people. We're going to do a show with Frankie and a show with Clayton Frederick. But, I mean, dude, that sounds really good. I mean, I never would have guessed it was Clayton, obviously, because I didn't know he sings, but it sounds so professional.
Hey, no, they actually tour a bit, too. They play, the band goes around and tours a little bit, too. So, you know, and I never knew, and you're going to laugh at me here. You know how when you see song titles on the internet and it says The Will to Win, and in the parentheses it has F-E-A-T, period, Clayton Fredericks?
Uh-huh.
I never quite knew what feet meant. I guess it means featuring.
Oh, my God. Bless your little heart.
I never knew what that meant. I was going, what does that mean? Is it talking about his feet? And it's spelled wrong.
No. Yes, it means featuring. The Will to Win featuring Clayton Fredericks. Oh, you're so sweet. Bless your heart.
Oh, well, I wasn't a DJ like you for 10 years.
See, and that's the thing is, like, I would read a song, you know, the Black Eyed Peas, and it would say F-E-A-T, Will I Am. Of course, that's featuring Will I Am, or whatever, you know, with Snoop Dogg. The Pussycat Dolls featuring Snoop Dogg. That's the kind of stuff that I got to introduce, Glenn, not featuring Clayton Fredericks, okay? It was Snoop Dogg doing the song Beep with the Pussycat Dolls, okay?
So what have you got? You got to get back in training here. You got to get ready for your show. How many weeks? 2 weeks to your show?
Let's see. If it is currently the 17th right now, I have 2.5 weeks. Yeah. And my horse is currently missing a shoe. So let me see if my farrier has Facebooked me. Please, God. No, wait, maybe. Hold on. So, yeah, I have 2.5 weeks, and I'm not going to lie and say that I'm not. I woke up the first 3 mornings on my vacation nervous about eventing my horse in 2.5 weeks. Is that bad?
No, I think that's normal. And how long did it take you? We always want to see how long it takes on vacation to decompress and actually stop, you know, totally fretting about everything at home. But you even had it worse because you couldn't check with home because you didn't have a darn phone.
I didn't have a phone, which probably was better because I left that part alone. However, the last memory of riding my horse, I mean, I did get back on and try again,
sure.
But the last memory of riding this horse was getting catapulted into the air. so I'm thinking, what am I doing? I shouldn't have sent in those entries. And I'm laying awake on the island of Kauai in a fancy hotel room in a very comfortable bed on vacation. What if I shouldn't have entered? Oh my gosh, I should not. I should cancel. I should not do this. This is stupid. What am I doing? That's the stupid thoughts I have while I'm on vacation.
I'm sure Jennifer's never done that. Have you, Jennifer?
Oh, only with every single show.
Thank you. Yeah, so I'm not the only one who gets nervous about events like way, way, way in advance. I mean, I have 2.5 weeks to prepare. And drum roll, please. My farrier will be swinging by this afternoon. Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Thank you, Janine Ross. You're the best.
Okay. Now, probing question. Does crashing and burning and breaking your nose keep you up, or embarrassing yourself in public keep you up?
That's a great question because unfortunately, I lied awake for so many hours, Jennifer, that I thought of every combination. because that's a good question. I'm like, what am I? Embarrassing myself makes me nervous in dressage because this horse has been in a dressage arena one time, and that was the day before I left for vacation at my trainer's place. I walked him around the dressage arena. Now, I have a dressage lesson this Friday, so he will get a little more experience. We're cramming everything into these 2.5 weeks possible. But, oh my gosh, yeah, laying there awake at 4 a.m. in Kauai, the thoughts going through my head were, oh, my God, he's going to jump out. Oh, I'm going to embarrass myself. Oh, this is going to be terrible. This horse just catapults me off when he jumps. When he sees a real show jumper, a real cross-country jump, he's going to jump the thing like it's 10 feet tall, and I'm not going to be able to sit that. And, oh, I hope my new saddle from Southern Stars comes in so I can have my new saddle in time for the horse show because then maybe that'll help me stick a little bit better. Oh, my God, I've got the area boots, but is it okay if I use the saddle tight with the new boots and the new saddle, or should I not use that because would I ruin the saddle?
Poor Chad. I pity poor Chad. I really do.
Please,
see, I'm not empathizing with you. I'm going, oh, my God, he's going to have to live with this every day.
Oh, you know what? We went to a nice dinner, and all he did was sit there and tell me, it doesn't matter what happens. You know, you're out there to have fun. You're not going to disappoint me. Just you know, you're out there having fun, good time. I'll have my .2 air vest intact by then, so I'll be able to have everything. I'll be okay. He's like, you'll be fine. This is what he spent a nice fancy dinner talking to me about, poor guy. I hope Jennifer competes again. I really do. Oh, Lord.
I don't think she really wants to anytime soon. I think that she's had her competing day, so she is looking forward to it. She's been talking the last couple of days. She's been in contact with the one hunt, and she's looking forward to going cubbing and doing some hunting. So I think that's about as stressful as she wants to get.
She'll be nervous, though, and then you'll have to deal with it. That's just the way it works. I think we have – oh, no. Glenn, we have a call. I don't want to take it. Can we just end the show? Time to end the show.
Could have been helpful.
Thank
for
you.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing great today, Glenn. How are you doing?
Jamie really didn't want me to take the call. I don't know why. This is Alan Moorhead of the Western Radio Show.
I just don't understand it. I'm just a shy, bashful, quiet kind of guy, and I don't understand all that. I mean, that girl.
Did you hear her talking about her trip to Hawaii? She's trying to make us feel bad for her.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, and that's why I was calling, I heard her talking about just living the life of luxury, like Queen Sheba laid up in the bed in the motel and things like that, and just thinking about riding her horses. I could have got her hooked up with National High School Rodeo Association Hawaiian director, Richard Canijo. And we could have got her on some horses while she was there to get back in shape and get her confidence back to ride her English horse with some Western horses.
Where were you, Alan? I was ready for that. Horses are everywhere on Kauai. So, you know, in Hawaii, horses are very popular. I didn't know they had a rodeo team, high school rodeo.
Oh yeah. They send several kids to the National High School Finals Rodeo in Gillette, Wyoming. They were in Farmington, New Mexico. And they're really talented. I mean, some of those barrel racers we just call the Flying Hawaiians. I mean, they can get around them pretty quick.
Flying Hawaiians.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, if you do, just Google on the internet, what state is the home state of the nation's largest cattle ranch, and you were there.
Really?
Yeah, Parker Cattle Ranch on the Big Island in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. That's where they filmed, like, a lot of movies. They do a lot of movies on Parker Ranch, and they also filmed Lost, a part of it, and I think Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's famous, yeah. And it's big, and it's huge. And I was going to try to get a hold of you before you went so I could get you hooked up with some folks where you could go out there and ride horses with them, help them move cattle, and get on some really quiet, broke Western
horses.
Yeah,
she's
a
good cutting. She does cutting very well now. She had one lesson.
I had one lesson.
I saw the picture. I saw the picture on the internet.
Yeah.
Hey,
how
Alan.
Good I am.
Hey, Jamie, we got to be after the show today. We have to chat because we have to do our little thing for the Western Radio Show. You and I are actually going to be hosting the Western Radio Show, and our guests are going to be Alan and Tammy. We're turning the tables on them.
That's awesome.
Wow. Did Jamie already know that, or is she now just finding out and is really cringing and all that kind of stuff?
No, I think she knew that. She's looking forward to getting back at you, Alan. She's looking forward to.
Now, all I have ever been is polite and all that kind of good stuff, you know.
Okay, then we won't mention the fact that two episodes ago on the Western Radio Show, you brought up the whole Oompa Loompa thing again.
I did not. That was my
you
evil plan.
You did so.
That was my mini-me.
Is your mini-me the one who keeps posting photos of Oompa Loompas on our Facebook page? Is that it? Is that it?
He only did it twice, to my knowledge. has not done it since.
Alan,
now that you mention it, you may see it again in motion. I don't know.
You might want to wait till after I interview you for an hour, okay?
Now, it can't be but half of the time because most of it has got to be on Tammy. She's more talented than me. She's won world championships and things like that. All I do is run my mouth.
That's true. We know. We are well aware.
Hey, Alan, we got to go. We're running out of show. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Glad you're back safe, Jamie.
Thank you.
He was nothing but nice to you today, and you were picking on him.
He's kissing my butt because he knows I'm interviewing him for an hour for his radio show. No, I do. I love Alan. But you know what's funny is my mom, she listens to the show intermittently. She lives in the middle of nowhere in Florida, so her internet is sketchy at best most of the time. So my mom was like, who's that guy that calls in the show that you argue with all the time?
Glenn? No, not Glenn.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's Alan from the Western show. She's like, should I? No, don't listen to it. You don't have to.
Well, thank you, everybody. It's so nice to have you back again, Jamie. It was a pleasure to chat with you again this morning. I missed our morning chats every day, get caught up. And but I'm glad you semi-enjoyed your trip to Hawaii.
I did. It was awesome. It was definitely a second honeymoon, and thanks for everybody listening to me go on and on. I won't show you any slides just yet, but thanks for listening to me talk about the awesome vacation I went on with
my
husband.
I want to see a picture of you in the mud climbing up the mountain. I bet you there's none of those, is there?
Oh, I'll send you one, my friend, because I – yeah, there's a good one. I'll send it
to you.
All right,
post that on our Facebook page. Everybody, we'll be back again tomorrow. And don't forget that you can find all the shows, including the Western Radio Show, at horseradionetwork.com. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook at Horses in the Morning. While Jamie was gone, we went over 2,400 fans on Facebook. We love that. And we appreciate everybody following and contributing on that page. And we are on Twitter at Horse Radio.
You don't have to miss an episode, so just check it out on our website, affiliate websites, iTunes. We'll be back tomorrow morning. The Horse Health Report tomorrow, if you want to find out about EHV, we'll talk a little bit about that. And also find out what Christy does in her off time that is a little bit bizarre that you talked about last week. So goodbye, everybody. Say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, everybody. Ride safe. Wear your helmet.